Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. A virus is basically a tiny piece of genetic material, DNA or RNA, surrounded by a protein coat. Viruses can infect an organism by discharging their genetic material into a cell and taking over the cell machinery such that it produces many more copies of that virus that burst from the infected cell. As the virus is spread from cell to cell, symptoms of that viral infection appear. Viruses can only reproduce within a living cell. Common diseases caused by viruses include the common cold, influenza, polio, chickenpox, mumps, and shingles. Lately, there's been an outbreak and spreading of a virus known as the Zika virus. This virus usually causes a mild illness, characterized by fever, rash, joint pain, and red eyes or conjunctivitis. However, it's been discovered that the virus can cause microcephaly, abnormally small head and brain, in babies whose mothers have been infected. The virus has been spreading in Central and South America, and outbreaks have occurred in the past in Africa and Southeast Asia. Several cases have been detected in the United States, but all of them have been from travelers who have gone abroad who brought the virus back to the U.S. The main vehicle of transmission for this virus is the bite of mosquitoes that bite during the day as well as at night. These mosquitoes also spread dengue fever and chikungunya diseases. A few cases of transmission through sexual intercourse and blood transfusions have also been reported. The Zika virus is likely to spread further before it can be controlled. No vaccine is currently available, but scientists are working on developing one. Meanwhile, if you are pregnant, watch out for mosquitoes. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 in the evening and Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:30 right here on WAER.